ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. An emotional day for witness Hope Hicks today in the hush money trial. A former top aide for Donald Trump testified about efforts to keep negative stories from the public during the 2016 election. ABC's John Santucci says Hicks broke down on the stand.
I think so far this has probably been really the most dynamic and frankly revealing testimony in the sense that Hope Hicks has never spoken, but in some ways I think Hope Hicks was bracing herself, because you have to remember one thing about every person that has left Donald Trump's orbit: they have received the counterpunch from Donald Trump. Hope Hicks knows that. She orchestrated that for many years.
Court is adjourned for the day. Canadian officials announced three new arrests in connection with the murder of a British Columbia Sikh activist last year. And the labor market slowing. Employers added 175,000 jobs in April, fewer than what was projected. This is ABC News. An American man facing criminal charges in the Turks and Caicos for bringing ammunition into the country appeared in court today, his attorneys making the case for a lighter punishment than the possible 12-year prison sentence. That case will reconvene on May 29th. Federal officials announced some loosened tax rules on North American-made electric vehicles, allowing more models to become eligible for tax credits of up to $7,500 for new EVs and $4,000 for used. A first-of-its-kind voyage for China to the dark side of the moon. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers.
Lift off of the lunar probe from Wenchang on the island province of Hainan. The ambitious goal to land on the far side of the moon and return with samples that could provide insights into differences between the less explored region and the better known near side. It's the latest advance in China's increasingly sophisticated space program.
Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Forecast tonight calling for lows of 45, southeast winds of 5, few clouds coming in but mostly clear. Saturday mostly cloudy, with periods of showers midday on, possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the mid-60s, west winds 10 to 15. Saturday night lows of 41 and skies becoming clear, sunny Sunday, highs of 70. It is 72 degrees.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
So confused, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Part of me says take it slow, and part of me says let it go. Now don't stop, don't stop doing what you're doing to me. We're moving way too fast. We need to take it slow, make it last. But I can't keep holding back if you keep doing things like that. Now don't stop, don't stop doing what you're doing. No doubt, but I've watched the flames of love go out. Burning love takes a toll, and I don't want to lose control. Now don't stop, don't stop, don't stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't
stop. Stop doing what you're doing. Now don't stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't stop doing.
Join us for ABC News, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
I wish I would have met you anywhere but where I did. Some old high-rise town that I won't ever go again. I wish we would have rolled around some old chase them city lights, hit bars I don't like. We were listening to one more Silver Dollar, hanging out by Silverado down the road I love to ride. Wish I would've known about now that you'd be good at calling. You leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see what you do? Soon as that barber hits the water, girl, your mama starts to float. Baby, why'd I ever take the bed and take the places that I love to go? Hell, I never know. I even took you to my hometown to meet my mama. Now I'm gonna see you every time I see that welcome sign. Wish I would've known about now that you'd be good at calling. You leave us. Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You know, damn near everything I love. Silverado down them roads we used to ride. Wish I would've known by now you'd be good and gone. And you'd leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You run down near everything I love. I can't go nowhere near the whiskey, cause you used to drink it with me. And I bet on my truck.
Morgan Wallen, Everything I Love. Well, the Brewers managed to pull out a win today on the road, taking on the Cubs. The Brewers down most of the game, but managed to get three runs across in the top of the eighth inning. So, Brewers come away with the win today in their opening game on the road against the Cubs. Also, coming up later this hour, we will be getting ready for the big game of the evening, which is River Valley at Dodgeville Baseball. Phil Nee has the call. Our pregame will follow an early evening news that will be taking place around 3:30 here on FM 100.9.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Cowissan Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Give us a call or stop by. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Seniors of Eagle High School, you did it! Congratulations on your graduation and best wishes for what lies ahead. Good luck from Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, WCCU, Julie Karen State Farm, Bailey Paint and Decorating, and by Fuller's Milker Center.
100.9 WRCO. Should've known what I was getting in, falling for a boy from Michigan. You love your mom like every Midwest kid. You like driving to Texas. You put up with all my exes to deserve you. Don't know what the hell I did. I can't love you anymore. I can't love you anymore. I can't love you anymore than I do now. You can try to talk me down, but I can't say without a doubt. I can't love you anymore than I do now. Bring me coffee every morning. You're fun even when you're boring. And you like me even when I've been up.
Tell me I'm your favorite person, and what would
Pain to Kill. This weekend, the grand opening of the 2024 Viroqua Farmers Market will take place Saturday from 8 to 12:30. Also, spring cleanup for the town of Richwood will be held this Saturday and on Saturday, May 11th from 8 to 2 both days. Tire collection will be this Saturday only. The first 8 tires are free for residents and $5 each after that.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Boscobel's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Boscobel, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Make your home better this year and bring the best of the outdoors inside with Larson. Buy now and save up to $100 on Larson storm doors at All American Do It Center. Larson products are quality built with energy efficiency in mind. Stop by today for a great deal from Larson and find out how you can save up to $100 at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
When I say Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, most people think about their ice cream, but it's so much more. You can pick up some pasture-raised, never-given antibiotic and GMO-free beef. Or you can pick up some milk, butter, and cheese. You can find honey, coffee, jams, maple syrup, krauts, and of course, you can let them do the cooking. Check out their wonderful menu of delectable items at Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel.
Seniors of Ithaca High School, take a moment to reflect on your high school journey and the lessons you have learned. Your experiences have prepared you for the adventures that lie ahead. Congratulations from Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, WCCU Credit Union, and Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
WRCO 100.9.
What if I rolled the dial to the right and left that minor chord steer this night? What if I slid a match and lit the wick? What if I shut you up with my lips on your lips? Let the gravel of my voice drown out all the noise with a whisper tonight. These thoughts that no one else should hear cut through my lips, dance in your ear till I comes burning through that window pane. Your hair's painting that little case. Answer me, baby, with nothing but your body. Your hands gotta cry.
dark and gnarly. Let the other side of these walls, the ups and downs of these halls. Oh, hear what can start with a whisper. And what if that kitchen table gets a wreck? Yeah, plates crashing down, my breath on your neck. What if that 75-94 you spin at the store takes the rest of the night off as it slides to the floor with a whisper tonight? These thoughts that no one else would hear cut through my lips, dance in your ear till light comes burning through that window pane. Your hair's painting that pillowcase. Answer me, baby, with nothing but your body. Your hands got a crazy way of talking, Molly. Let the other side of these walls, the ups and downs of these halls, oh, hear what can start with a whisper. Drown out all the noise with a whisper tonight. These thoughts that no one else should hear cut through my lips, dance in your ear till light comes burning through that window pane. Your hair's painting that pillowcase. Answer me, baby, with nothing but your body. Your hands got a crazy way of talking, Molly. Let the other side of these walls, the ups and downs of these halls, hear what can start with a whisper. With a whisper, yeah. With a whisper. You hear what can start with a whisper.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stop by 880 North Orange Street today and see the difference. A difference your animals will notice.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. An emotional day for witness Hope Hicks today in the hush money trial. A former top aide for Donald Trump testified about efforts to keep negative stories from the public during the 2016 election. ABC's John Santucci says Hicks broke down on the stand.
I think so far this has probably been really the most dynamic and frankly revealing testimony, in the sense that Hope Hicks has never spoken, but in some ways I think Hope Hicks was bracing herself, because you have to remember one thing about every person that has left Donald Trump's orbit: they have received the counterpunch from Donald Trump. Hope Hicks knows that. She orchestrated that for many years.
Court is adjourned for the day. Canadian officials announced three new arrests in connection with the murder of a British Columbia Sikh activist last year. And the labor market slowing. Employers added 175,000 jobs in April, fewer than what was projected. This is ABC News.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale. Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-73
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's evening news today is sponsored by Seifert Realty, proudly assisting both buyers and sellers navigating through real estate transactions, results that move you, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there'd be no us, and for that, they're forever grateful. Looking at temperatures down to around 45 for a low tonight, a few clouds, but mostly clear, and Saturday mostly cloudy, periods of showers midday on, possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the mid-60s. It's 72 degrees.
Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com. Today is Friday, May 3rd. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. Wisconsin authorities are promising a thorough investigation into a police shooting that they said killed an armed student outside a middle school. Meanwhile, families in the community of Mount Horeb are coming together to comfort one another. Wisconsin officials did not release additional information yesterday about the ongoing investigation being led by the State Department of Justice. Authorities said the student never got inside the middle school in Mount Horeb. Authorities have not said whether the student fired a weapon, pointed one at police, or what type of weapon he had. His name and age also have not been released. Anti-war protesters at UW-Milwaukee got support from other Milwaukee area students. A group of around 100 Shorewood High School students walked out of classes yesterday to march just over a mile to join demonstrators at the UWM encampment. Meanwhile, students at Marquette University staged their own protest of the Israel-Hamas war yesterday with a march in downtown Milwaukee. Several Marquette protesters then took cars to the UW-Milwaukee encampment yesterday evening to join the demonstrators there. Organizers of the Marquette protests tells WISN-TV they don't plan on starting their own encampment on the Marquette campus. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service is issuing a public health alert due to concerns of raw pork chorizo products that may be contaminated with foreign material, specifically hard plastic and metal. FSIS is issuing a public health alert to ensure that consumers are aware that this product should not be consumed. A recall was not requested because the product is no longer available for purchase. The Department of Natural Resources is reminding you to get your license before you head out to fish this weekend. Fisheries Director Justine Haas says that the most important piece of fishing gear is your tackle box. You can get your license online at gowild.wi.gov or at most places you buy your fishing gear. Also, be sure to pick up a copy of this year's regulations so you can be sure you're legal on the water. Are you looking for great bargains or unique items to purchase? The Richland Center area citywide garage sales will be held this weekend. Sales are being held at various locations and residences today and tomorrow throughout the city of Richland Center. Monday is Holocaust Remembrance Day. Alan Morowick, a tech ed teacher at the Richland Center High School, will be speaking about the Holocaust at the Brewer Public Library tomorrow. Morawick says that during World War II, from 1941 to 1945, there were 11 million Holocaust victims, which included 6 million Jews and 5 million others.
5 million of different races, political prisoners, the disabled. There were even Catholic priests that were killed. Gypsies as well. LGBTQ persons were also placed into concentration camps and killed. So it's not just the 6 million Jews. Yes, it was a plan to rid Europe of its Jews, but they did a pretty good job getting rid of another 5 million people. And one of the numbers that will always bother me, always stands out to me, is children. During the Holocaust, you had 1,500,000 children that were killed. It's just children. 1,500,000 children is a large number that it's really difficult to understand. But if you think about it, Lambeau Field holds just shy of 100,000 people. So let's use our imaginations and let's expand that stadium to hold 100,000 people. Now fill it with children. You would need 15 Lambeau Fields to be able to fill those stadiums with 1,500,000 children.
During tomorrow's presentation, Morawick will speak about the Holocaust and share stories told to him by his late father, who was a Holocaust survivor.
My father's name was Chaim Baruch Yeruchim Muravietz. My father's entire family was killed. Mother and father, two younger brothers and two younger sisters. And yes, who knows what all of those people could have brought forward to, let's say, better this world than what it is today. We don't know. Maybe somebody had a cure for some disease that now it's going to take even longer for somebody to come up with, and this person was killed just because they were different.
Learn more about the Holocaust with Alan Morawick at the Brewer Public Library tomorrow morning at 10:30. Morawick is also the founder of the Holocaust Shoe Project, which distributes shoes to the needy. You can donate new or serviceable shoes by dropping them off at the Brewer Public Library through tomorrow or anytime at the Richland Center High School office during business hours. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Today is Friday, May 3rd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Alfred L. Michick, Jr., 85, of Highland, died Sunday at home. A funeral mass will be held tomorrow at 11 at Saints Anthony and Philip Church in Highland, with burial to follow at St. Anthony Cemetery, along with full military honors. Friends may call at the church from now until 7, and again tomorrow from 9:30 until 10:45. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials to Saints Anthony and Philip Church, the Highland Ambulance Service, the Highland American Legion Post, the Highland Park Improvements, or the Second Harvest Food Pantry. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home, Highland, is assisting the family. Alfred L. Michick, Jr., 85, of Highland. Jean Elizabeth Kinsman, 92, of Lime Ridge, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held at 11:30 tomorrow at Holy Angels Catholic Church in Laval. Burial will follow at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg from now until 7. Friends may also call at Holy Angels Catholic Church tomorrow from 10:30 until the time of the service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Sacred Heart School in Reedsburg. Jean Elizabeth Kinsman, 92, of Lime Ridge. Teresa Ann Thering, age 89, died April 25th. A private funeral mass will be held. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to your favorite library. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Teresa Ann Thering, age 89. John L. Pulaski, 87, of Arbor Vitae, died Monday at Friendly Village in Rhinelander. Private family services will be held at a later date. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. The Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services of Woodruff is serving the family. John L. Pulaski, 87, of Arbor Vitae. Bonnie Jean Bonita Williams, 69, of Baraboo, died Saturday at home after a long illness. Funeral services will be held at 2 Monday at Baldwin Funeral Services in Baraboo. Burial will be held in Walnut Hill Cemetery in Baraboo. Friends may call at Baldwin Funeral Services Monday from 1 until the time of service at 2. Bonnie Jean Bonita Williams, 69, of Baraboo. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at UW Health Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 3 until the time of service at 5. The family suggests you wear a shirt from your favorite band to the service. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism or the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a bright and beautiful day today, high temperatures tap the low 70s. Winds are now out of the southeast at 5 miles per hour, and a few clouds are going to start to build in overnight. Lows will fall to the mid-40s, and tomorrow we'll be waking up to mostly cloudy, overcast skies. Showers strike by midday, and a thunderstorm is possible by the evening. High temperatures remain cooler into the mid-60s, with winds out of the west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. However, if we do find ourselves underneath a thunderstorm, winds could whip up to 30 miles per hour. The risk for severe isn't really there, so no worries about that. And in fact, by tomorrow night, we turn clear, fall to the low 40s, and wind up with a bright and beautiful sunshine Sunday. High temperatures will smack 70 degrees and conditions will be pleasant. We continue that trend into Monday, too, under mostly sunny skies, mild conditions, highs hitting the low 70s, and breezy winds. This as more rain strikes overnight and into Tuesday. So expect showers Tuesday morning, grab that umbrella as you head off to work and school, and thunderstorms are possible both in the morning and another round into the evening and overnight. Highs will be into the mid-70s on Tuesday and Wednesday. With a break in the rain Wednesday morning, we'll be under partly cloudy skies with more showers and thunderstorms popping up by the afternoon. And if you think by Thursday we'll be in the clear, nope, not yet. Still, mostly cloudy, cooler, highs in the upper 60s with a 50% chance of more spotty showers by the afternoon. This is a massive low-pressure system, sits in the Dakotas, wrapping a warm front, sending another low-pressure system our way, and then eventually hitting us Thursday and into Friday. But before we get to all of that next week, soak up the sunshine on Sunday and enjoy your weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 73 degrees, which is also our daytime high after a morning low of 44. Yesterday's high was 71, and we received 48 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1949 is 88 degrees, with a record low of 22 set back in 2005. Last year's high was 64, with a low of 34. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:05. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:51. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.00, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 73 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates.
An old proverb says, no matter how long the winter, spring is sure to come. Winter is a good time to make spring plans. Plan your crops, plan your garden, plan your outdoor activities, and plan to review your insurance protection. Is it adequate? Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, offers a no-obligation review of your insurance protection. As surely as winter will become spring, you can be sure with Schwartz Insurance. Call 647-8891 and let Schwartz Insurance be a part of your spring planning.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Bucks are done after losing last night's game 120-98. A lot of offseason soul searching will have to be done by the Milwaukee Brass. Too much time on the sidelines, that inactivity for defensive back Eric Stokes is why the Packers have declined his fifth-year option. Stokes has only played 12 out of 34 games the past two regular seasons. That means the former first-round draft pick is headed for free agency next season. Green Bay is still hoping Stokes can play like the athlete it drafted. His rookie season was a strong one. More than half of the passes thrown to players he was covering were incomplete in 2021. Fond du Lac native and former Badger Braylon Allen bought his mom a new SUV just days after he was chosen to play for the Jets. Allen, who is just 20 years old, is the youngest player in this year's draft. According to SpotTrack, he got a signing bonus of over $500,000 and has a contract worth $4.5 million over 4 years. Comcast has blacked out 15 regional sports networks offered by Bally Sports, escalating a contract dispute with their distributor. The teams affected by the blackout are the Atlanta Braves, Miami Marlins, the Rays, the Tigers, Guardians, Minnesota Twins, the Royals, the Cardinals, the Reds, the Texas Rangers, the Angels, and yes, the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Don't let urologic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Boscobel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Boscobel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The other day, Terry and I walked from his mountaintop mansion over the ridge to see the rock outcropping that we used to hike to and sit on when we were in second and third grade. It was kind of nostalgic to see the rock that we spent time on solving all the world's problems 60 years ago. After all, we were about 7 years old at the time, and we had everything figured out. What was interesting about this trip to the rock is that it didn't seem nearly as big as it did to me when we were kids. Don't get me wrong, that rock is still a big rock. It's still a long way above everything else, and a fall from that height would probably still hurt. But it isn't quite as scary as it seemed back then. Of course, back then, I never admitted to Terry that I was scared. That's the way it is with our walk with Christ. As we mature with Christ, as we get bigger in Him, the obstacles and hard places don't seem nearly as big and ominous. God has been faithful to us through life's ups and downs. He's parted the waters of our Red Sea, and we've walked through on dry ground. He's protected us with His pillar of smoke by day and His pillar of fire by night. No longer do we look at the obstacles in our lives with fear, because we know that God is with us. So friends, be strong and courageous. God's got this, and you can trust Him.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Good afternoon and welcome to High School Sports on WRCO. Today we have a feature from Centennial Park in Dodgeville. The Dodgeville Dodgers are playing host to the River Valley Blackhawks in a game that was rained out a couple of weeks ago. It's back on our schedule today, and it's up following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Hi, this is Garrett. Join us May 9th through the 11th for Vitesnik Power Sports' 50th Anniversary Spring Open House. Discover the latest models and gear up for your next adventure. Get factory rebates and Vitesnik cash up to $5,600 on select models while supplies last, or rates as low as 3.99% for 60 months with approved credit on select models. Don't miss the Spring Open House at Vitesnik Power Sports, May 9th through the 11th, Highway 14, Richland Center. Celebrating 50 years of great customer service, it's what we do. Vitesnik Power.
There's track action going on today. The River Valley Invitational is underway and will be happening for the next several hours. Teams involved include Boscobel, Dodgeville, Fenimore, Ithaca, Lancaster, along with Richland Center, River Ridge, Riverdale, and the host, River Valley Blackhawks. Today, baseball and softball going on at Kickapoo. Seneca is taking on the Panthers. Riverdale is home against Boscobel for a key SWAL game, which is underway. And starting shortly, Brookwood and Ithaca in baseball and softball. The Richland Center baseball team is on the road today at Lancaster. River Valley softball team is playing at Platteville today, and the River Valley baseball team is at Dodgeville's Centennial Park in a key SWC battle. We'll talk more about that when we return.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
The River Valley baseball team is preparing for its game against Dodgeville. Mitch Heinemeier is the coach of the River Valley Blackhawks.
Danny Yonke is our leader as far as pitching goes. He brings a different attitude to the team, especially when he's throwing. But Chase Gilbertson, who is a junior, and Trey White are our team voted captains this year, and they have done a great job this year being the voice in our dugout and voice in our locker room, really picking up the guys, especially the younger guys already.
Baseball is such a fun game because you just never know from night in and night out the way the ball bounces. And some of those scores sometimes really aren't that surprising when a team that doesn't have that many wins picks up a win, is it?
Absolutely, yeah. Baseball is a funny game. It definitely is a funny game. It doesn't take sometimes your best effort if you're getting freebies and other teams are making mistakes and things like that. It definitely is a crazy game that you have to play a full seven innings and not just an inning at a time. So,
when you look at your team, improvement-wise, where do you think you need to improve on the most if you're going to be up there near the top at the end of the season?
I would say right now we got to find a little bit more depth with our pitching. Other than Danny, who's been our leader the last 2 years as a pitching, as our ace pitcher, we got to get a number two, a number three, especially with the way that the season's going to play out with games on top of games. We need to find a little bit better depth and get a little bit more quality starts from a few of the younger guys. And then on top of that, we just got to put together have a little bit better at-bats. We're getting ourselves out a lot right now, not really having a plan when we go up to the plate. Our offense definitely needs to improve so our pitchers can keep us in the game, for sure.
River Valley baseball coach Mitch Heinemeier on the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Centennial Park in Dodgeville, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our high school sports spotlight game today on a Friday. River Valley at bat as we speak. Aiden Plumlee is in against Joey Otterbaum, the starting pitcher for Dodgeville. And right now, Caden has worked the count to 3-0. Here is the next pitch. That's a strike. And on the board with a strike is Joey Otterbaum. Right-handed pitcher for Dodgeville, Ben Hawkinson is the catcher. We'll set the rest of the Dodgers on defense in just a moment. Here's the 3-1, and that's strike two on Caden Plumlee. He will start in right field tonight for River Valley. Center fielder Griffin Specker is due next, and then Abbott Milanowski, the catcher, will hit third. Here's the 3-2 offering. Swing and a miss, and there is one away. Strikeout number one for Otterbaum, who's been the ace pitcher for the Dodgers this year. And Griffin Specker will be the batter. From the starting center fielder and a left-handed hitter for Mitch Heinemeier, the head coach for the River Valley Blackhawks, Dodgeville, coached by Pat Riley, longtime baseball guru, assisted by Sean Ryan. Here's the pitch. There's a strike called on the batter. Nothing and one to Griffin. What a difference a couple of weeks make. We were here a couple of weeks ago. River Valley was here, and we got rained out just at 5 o'clock when we started. 0-1 offering is called, strike two, nothing in two. Today, that is the furthest thing from anyone's mind. Beautiful. Wall-to-wall sunshine, drenched field. Grass is green and growing. 0-2 pitch. Here it is. And a little changeup, which goes low. One ball and two strikes. A person could get a little bit of a sunburn today, or a suntan, depending how you manage. 1-2 offering, there is the pitch. Curve ball is outside. Two balls and two strikes to Griffin Strucker. Griffin, wide open stance. Left-hand side of the box. Otterbaum from the windup. And here's the pitch. Strike three called. Caught him looking. And that'll do it. Two up, two down in the River Valley lineup. That'll bring up Abbott Milanowski. Abbott the catcher, Chase Gilbertson at first base, will hit in the cleanup spot. He's on deck today. Milanowski calls time and stands in. Otterbaum ready from the windup. Here's the pitch. That is outside. One ball, no strikes. Riley Berg is at first base for the Dodgers. Luke Littrell is at second. Aiden Murphy, the shortstop. Nathan Johnson at third. Here's a pop-up, first base side. Berg is over, and he's got it for out number three, and River Valley is retired in order in the opening inning. River Valley with no runs, no hits, no errors, none left on,